Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you and to you and to you and to you, all of our lovely brothers and sisters, amen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody, as at the sound of my voice, we greet you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda, TGIF. Today, God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served out, and there is a room at the table for you. So come on and have a seat. Amen. At the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So we're about to get some good food up in here. Glory be to God. Amen. God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, back on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. We have an altar of prayer. Amen. And a whole bunch of other stuff going on too. Amen. So just visit our website, please, at lifewordjesusamen.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. We're having a prayer summit. Amen. Wednesday night and Thursday night. All right. All right. I'm telling you, the praise reports are still coming in from the one we had last month. Amen. So we expect it bigger and better. If you need healing, and anybody else you know need healing, Wednesday night is our prayer petition. Target prayer is Wednesday for healing. And Thursday is going to be for family and finances. Amen. So we're going to be on Zoom, or you can just visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the click button. Amen. And just come on in. Amen. So we bless the Lord for this and for everything. We want to thank God for our early morning prayer. Amen. 5 o'clock every morning on Facebook, Monday through Fridays. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. For the weekend off. Amen. For the early morning prayer. Amen. But we praise God every day. Amen. In this platform, praise is what we do. Prayer is what we do. We live for Jesus because that's the only thing that's going to count. Amen. And look, only what we do for Christ is going to last. Amen, God. All right, all right. We pray that everyone's excited today. Amen. Glory be to God. Tomorrow, we'll be making our announcement about our fellowship gathering that we're going to be having. Amen. We're going to have all the prayer partners come together. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to fellowship. We're going to have a good time. Amen. So I found the location, and now we're going to finalize everything today with the committee, and I'll be making an announcement on tomorrow. All right. So just know that in the month of December, we're going to all be getting together. Amen. For some good food and good fellowship. Amen. And I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Because we long overdue. Amen. And amen. All right. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. All right. Amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 4. Yesterday, we spoke to you about being instant in season and out of season. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't move from your position just because things get good, things get bad. Amen. Glory be to God. Hold on. Amen. We made a commitment to do this thing. So regardless of what comes, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to hold on. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray that you enjoyed that teaching on yesterday. If you missed it, amen, you can pull it up in our archives. Amen. Today, out of the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 4, I just want to read a few verses in your hearing. I want to start with verse number 6. Verse number 6, and it reads, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe these things command and teach. Amen and amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to focus this morning, amen, on verse number 7, amen. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness, amen. We titled this teaching, amen, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it, amen. Beloved, amen, the Bible teaches us, amen, that a bodily exercise profits. It says it profits little, but it does profit. So we see here that it profits the, you know what I mean, it's the exercise, amen, glory be to God, for us to get it in, or whichever way that's not strenuous on you, you know, maybe you walk, you know, a certain number of steps, you know, now you have the watch that can count the number of steps that you make, glory be to God, and put a little bicycle in your house, a little stepper in your house, even some of you can just walk up and down the steps. If you walk up and down your steps, a certain number of steps a day, glory be to God. The Bible teaches us, beloved, that our bodies were built for exercise, okay? Not just to lay around and lay around all day and sleep all day and this and that and that, and especially those of us who have jobs and situations where we're sitting in front of a computer or sitting at one desk all day. We need some exercise, okay? And so the Bible teaches this. Amen. It says exercise profits. Okay. It profits us to exercise. Amen. We're building our muscles. We're giving our body circulation, you know, getting them organs. Well, let me tell you something. It makes a difference when you're a little mobile. Man, you got to move them body parts around. Okay. You got to move those body parts around, stay in shape. Amen. And so this is the will of God. Now, it says body exercise profits little, which means compared to our spiritual exercising. Some people, they are like, you know, I know some people, they put 2-3 hours a day in exercising. I mean, they are adamant. This is their regimen. I mean, they are serious, okay? And so that's a good thing, but when you're not exercising spiritually, then it don't mean anything. That's why it says bodily exercise profits little compared to our spiritual exercise, okay? So we have to make sure that our priorities are in order, okay? But we want you to know, as we begin our teaching today, that it does profit us to exercise. We want to encourage you to exercise, okay? Beloved, it's something you can do. Even while you're sitting there on your couch, you can, you know, lift your legs up and down a couple times. Or, you know, come on now. Amen. Go to the and get yourself some of them 5-pound weights. You know what I mean? You're sitting there watching TV. You know what I mean? Come on now and work on those weights. You know, work that arm, you know, while you're sitting there for that 30 minutes, 1 hour, whatever the case might be. Okay. So we need to, amen, exercise. We need to, amen, do something. And boy, I tell you the truth, amen. I mean, you got to, especially if you got children and grandchildren, you want to keep up with them. You know what I mean? But I remember at one time, especially, glory be to God, my exercising, you know what I mean? I wasn't exercising as frequent as I like to exercise. And my grandchildren would come, boy, I'd be huffing and puffing. And glory be to God, and you're huffing and you're puffing, walking up the steps. Come on, saints. You're going on one flight of steps, maybe about 15, 20 steps, and you huffing and puffing. See? Glory be to God. Now, we're not talking about, you know, if you have an illness or, you know, if you're sick or something like that. And we're talking about under normal circumstances, okay, beloved. Amen. So walk up them steps. Amen. Stop sending your children up the steps to get this and get that for you. Walk up them steps yourself. Glory be to God. And get the exercising in. Okay. So we see here this morning, amen, that the Bible's just teaching us about exercising. Amen. Glory be to God. It says, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. But now, it takes hard work to get in good physical shape. Oh, God. And none of us like to do it. But I'm going to tell you the thing about exercising. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. Your body starts to craving that thing. Glory be to God. Like, I got to get my fix. Glory be to God. I got to get my work going. Amen. It's like anything else. You know what I mean? But it is hard work, okay, to stay in good. When you see people, men and women in good physical shape, and boy, people in good physical shape get your attention. Nothing funny about you either. Ain't nothing funny about you. When she walks in, you say, ooh, okay, go ahead, sis. And then don't let a brother walk in and then in good physical shape. Oh, okay, all right. You're looking good, bro. We can say that and not, you know what I mean, and be clean with it. If you're looking good, you're looking good. You can see the biceps through the suit. Yeah, my God, Jesus. All right, let me keep on here. Amen, glory be to God. Our brothers on the basketball court. Oh, my God, okay. Let me tell you something, all right. It takes a hard work, okay, to stay in good physical shape. And it takes a commitment to maintain a good physical condition, okay? These people that are in good physical shape, it didn't just happen, all right? They're working at it. They're working at it. They're diligent at it, and it's not easy. And so, beloved, in the same way, it also takes hard work and commitment to maintain a good spiritual condition. It just ain't going to happen. Glory be to God. You here because you're working at it. Come on now. You building these spiritual muscles because you're working at it. Glory be to God. See, you're just not eating and not exercising. You know what I mean? Sitting around the table all day eating. No. Anyone who wants to get into good spiritual shape has to be diligent to exercise himself spiritually. And that's why Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, now he was talking to Timothy yesterday, okay, and our teachers, when he was telling Timothy to be instant in season and be instant out of season, okay, now he's telling Timothy to exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Oh, yes, beloved, amen. Go for it. Okay, it tells us to exercise ourselves. Now, okay, so what does the word exercise? The word exercise, beloved, literally means to exercise. Now, listen to me. Amen. Glory be to God. It means to exercise while stark naked or to exercise in the nude. Now, I'm going to go in. You know, I ain't going to say that without explaining to you. Amen. And teach you, amen, where that came from. Amen. But that's what the word means, beloved. It is a word that was developed, glory be to God, that literally means naked. And it's where we get the word gym or gymnasium. That's where it is derived from, that word, exercise. Now, beloved, I realize that it may seem very strange to our minds that Paul would use such a word to Timothy. But this was a very powerful and a graphic picture, amen, that he had to communicate to him. The word here, beloved, amen, was only used to describe the professional athletes of that day, the day that Paul and Timothy, the times that they was living in, glory be to God. And when we can picture the professional athletes, by using this word, Paul was conveying a message to Timothy that was absolutely clear to a younger man. He had to communicate to Timothy on a level that Timothy could understand. That's why Paul said, to the Greek, I became as Greek. To the Jews, I became as Jews. Paul knew how to meet everybody on their level and still come out untouched. Same thing with Jesus. You know, Jesus was Jesus was always at somebody's party. Let me tell you something. Jesus partied so much, John the Baptist was in prison, and he said, oh, wait a minute. He said, go and ask Jesus. Is he the one? Because I'm in here in prison, amen, glory be to God, for telling the king the truth, amen, that him having sexual intercourse, amen, with his brother's wife was godly. I'm in prison about to get my head chopped off, and Jesus is around the corner partying. Now, could somebody please go around here and ask Jesus, maybe I got it mixed up. Maybe he ain't the one. Maybe... Is you Jesus or is you the Jesus? Will the real Jesus be stand up? Jesus was always at somebody's party, y'all. What they was eating, chicken and fish, and I don't know what they was drinking. Well, I know what they was drinking. Jesus changed water to wine. There ain't no sense in us trying to cover that up. We know what Jesus was drinking. Huh? His wine wasn't like our wine, and that don't give you no excuse, amen, to go out there, amen, through the state store today and spend all your money, amen, glory be to God, amen. But what's my point, amen, that Jesus always came down, amen, to the level of the people, amen, that so he can communicate and share with them. But when Jesus left that party, huh, somebody was changed, and it wasn't him. Oh, my God. And somebody was drunk. Amen. But it wasn't drunk on wine. It was drunk in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, Jesus. When Jesus left the party, baby. Oh, my God. So Jesus knew how to communicate to people on all levels, yet be Jesus. Paul knew how to communicate, amen, to people on all levels, yet maintain his stance, amen. And we need to, amen, do the same. And God will teach us if we want to be taught, amen, hallelujah, wisdom is the principal thing. He who winneth souls is wise. Amen. All right. Amen. And to God be praised. So we know from our teaching on yesterday, amen, that Timothy was a pastor, amen, glory be to God at that time, beloved. He was a pastor of a large church, okay? He was working very hard, amen? But Paul was urging Timothy here not to fantasize about the things ever getting easier. Don't focus on that right now, Timothy. This is what he was telling him. He says, but instead... to just dive into the work with all your strength and might. Stop trying to analyze everything. Stop trying to figure everything. Glory be to God. And just go for it. Come on, let us tackle, amen, the problem here. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us put our heart in it. Let us put our mind in it. What needs to be done here? What needs to be done? What's the bottom line? Okay, this is the bottom line. Let's do it. That's the mindset that we need, beloved, in these days and times that we're living in. See, because if you sit here and you try to analyze this and analyze that, you know what's going to happen? Fear is going to set in. Doubt is going to set in. Procrastination is going to set in. All these other things going to set in, and you ain't going to get nothing done. And you know it's the truth. You got nothing done. Well, I was just waiting for them to get back to me about this, and I was waiting for them to get back to me. Excuses be gone. But, love, this may not have been the message that Timothy wanted to hear, and I'm sure it wasn't. But instead of falsely telling the young man that a day would come when things would get easier, Paul was telling Timothy to exercise until godliness. Work it out, Timothy. Work it out. Exercise spiritually. Work it out, Timothy. But Brother Paul, we're just going to wait till the storm blow over? No, Timothy. No. Exercise unto godliness. Be instant in season. Be instant out season. Come on, Timothy. Work it out. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. So, amen. So when Timothy saw the word exercise, he knew exactly what Paul was telling him.
And so let's talk about this a little bit, glory be to God, so you can understand a little bit deeper, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. In Timothy, the time that Timothy was living and Paul was living, amen, glory be to God, professional athletes and their activities were quite famous. Glory be to God. The same way the world goes crazy over sports today, okay, they had sports back then too, but they wasn't looking at no football and basketball and soccer. Okay, these boys here was vicious. They was vicious at the Atheum and the wrestlers. And, oh, my God, they was vicious. Glory be to God. The word exercise was only used to describe the professional combat sports of boxing, wrestling, and beloved. These athletes wanted the freedom to move their muscles without hindrance. And they didn't want to wear any items of clothing that the opponent could grab to take them down. So for these reasons, they exercised and they competed butt naked. Because they wasn't going to allow you to grab their T-shirt or their boxers and pull them down to the ground. They were serious. See? Butt naked, and do your research. Do your research. You'll find out, amen, that back then when they, amen, did their sports, amen, they did it butt naked. These combat sports were so ferocious, beloved, that when each competition ended, one of the competitors was usually dead. Knowing that it's this life or death battle awaited them, these athletes exercised, and they were serious about exercising. Why? Because they wanted to get themselves in the best possible physical condition, because somebody was going to die. When those two men went out there, somebody was going to be left dead. And so they made up their mind, it ain't going to be me. So they got in tip-top shape, exercising. This included submitting themselves to self-imposed hardships in order to make themselves tougher. For instance, beloved, because the actual games usually occurred during blistering hot temperatures of summer, the athletes trained in extremely hot temperatures so they can become acclimated to intense heat. So if they practice, amen, when it was in the 100 degrees, it wouldn't be no problem fighting when it's 100 degrees because they had already practiced in that climate. In order to become hardened to brutality, they would deliberately ask the other athletes and the trainers to viciously beat them. Beat me. See, because in this way, they could learn to take as much abuse as possible without allowing it to affect their performance in case they was wounded during the actual games. This was going on through Paul and Timothy time. All of this. See, and so Paul, when Paul said exercise, amen, Timothy got the picture. See, rather than look for the easy way out, these combat sport athletes were stripped off all the laziness. They stripped off all the comfort and even stripped off all their clothes so they could energetically exercise and drive themselves nonstop toward physical perfection. Only those who were the most fit would survive and win the game. So they approached hardship as a positive occurrence. It was an opportunity to develop their mental resilience. It was an opportunity to build up their stamina, their courage, and their physique, and their staying power. To these professional athletes, beloved, hardship was a good thing. Ah, my God, Jesus. For if they properly responded to it, It could only make them better. And in the end, help them live a longer life too. Lord, we say thank you. Beloved, this was exactly the message Paul was giving to Timothy when he told Timothy to exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Paul was telling the younger minister, don't run from the challenges before you. So turn around and tell your neighbor, say, don't run. You say, well, Pastor, I'm here by myself. That's okay. Talk to yourself. That's all right. We already showed you a couple of scriptures. It's okay to talk to yourself. The prodigal son talked to himself and ended up in a good place when he turned around and went home back home to his father's house. Huh? Glory be to God. David encouraged himself. It's okay to talk to yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To open your mouth. Write it down in your notebooks this morning. Don't run from the challenges before you. Don't spend your time hoping to find an easier way for completing a very difficult task. Instead, Paul was telling Timothy, strip yourself of all mentalities that will hinder your growth and embrace this difficult time as an opportunity to spiritually exercise and to develop yourself in the Lord. Put it down. I got to exercise. I got to exercise. I must be developed spiritually. I have to develop myself in the Lord. Beloved, and I'm teaching on this, amen, on our Sunday services, amen, about, amen, vision, amen, glory be to God, gifts and callings without repentance. God has put all that in you. You was born with all that. But see, all this has to be matured. All this has to be developed. It don't happen automatically. This is why he tells us in Ephesians 3:20, he says, now unto God, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. He told Timothy, stir up the gifts. Beloved, we have to, amen, we have to be developed. We got to work on this thing. You see somebody that, you know, has a good physical physique, how did they get it? They worked on it. They put the time in. So it is in the spiritual. You got to put the time in. No one wants to do it, but it has to be done. Exercise thyself unto godliness. Paul knew what would happen if Timothy stripped wrong attitudes from his life. Paul knew, glory be to God, that if he would approach these challenges with the right attitude, then the hardship that Timothy faced wouldn't hurt him, but rather would assist him in developing him and making him stronger. Oh, baby, you can take what appeared to be a bad situation with the right attitude and turn that thing all the way around. All the way around. You can embrace this bad situation. When God gets finished, glory be to God, you can wait for God to send another one. Turn it all the way around. Instead of running from it, and you keep running from it, you'll be running all your life. You're running straight to the graveyard. You'll be running to your death day. No, stop running. Turn around. Let's deal with this situation. He said, exercise. Huh? Glory be to God. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Now, the word godliness, beloved, amen, glory be to God, is a word that describes godliness, radical, come on now, devotion, supreme devotion to the Lord. In other words, Paul was telling Timothy, don't just do the average that others would do and get average results. If you do average, you're going to get average results.
But he was telling Paul, put your whole heart in it. Put your whole soul in it. Into developing yourself to the maximum level. Beloved, do you want to go there? Do you want the if you want maximum results, and we hear the prayer requests of most people desire maximum results from the Lord, but they don't want to, amen, to exercise maximum potential. They don't want to put all of themselves in. They don't want to develop themselves to the maximum level. They want to stay on a mediocre level and receive maximum results. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. You attract whatever level you're on. You hear people say, well, I just want me a good husband. Well, you got to be a good person first. You want to attract somebody good, you got to be good. You want to attract somebody kind, you got to be kind. You attract who you are. Glory be to God. I just want to marry a prince. Well, come on, you got to be a queen. We want the best. We don't want to put nothing in it. Just gimme. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Gimme. Give me a good funeral. But that's exactly where it's all going to be. Amen. Glory be to God. God don't want you living on the bottom of the totem pole. God don't want you living on the bottom of the food chain. You have to maximize your potential. We are all born with potential. All of us. Nobody is exempt. You don't have to be a part of the fivefold ministry. Every one of us have gifts. Every one of us has talents. And your gifts will make room for you. But you got to maximize it. Work it, baby. Work it. The word of God works when you work it. It ain't automatic. All throughout the word, amen, you see it's conditional. If you do this, if you do that, if you do that, you can have this or you can have that. You got to work it. This is what Paul was encouraging Timothy. Because he said, put all of yourself in it. Stop, come on, you're not going in this thing half-hearted. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. You're not going to do this thing half-hearted. Come on now. We declare war on the enemy. Put all of you in it. Glory be to God. Our commitment to spiritual development is to be so intense that we literally exercise ourselves to the point of a radical, extreme devotion to God. Do you want to go there? Do you want it? I just want to get me closer to God. Okay, good. How are we going to do exercise? I just want more of God. I just want to do the will of God. Okay, can you help me, Pastor? Yeah. Okay, what are we going to do? Exercise. Is it any other way? Exercise. I ain't in all that good health, and I get tired easy. Exercise. That's how you're going to do it. And what we going to do after we exercise? Some more and some more and some more. Huh? Glory be. I'm your spiritual trainer, amen, and I'm being trained too. I just want to throw this commercial in. I think, amen, I look at Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's wife to me, and she is so beautiful. She is a beautiful black lady. And I'm going to tell you what got me back on my exercising regimen a couple years ago. Amen. Glory be to God. When I saw her at the gym working out with her physical trainer. And she was already beautiful and already in good shape. And when I saw her exercise, I don't know, amen, I said, you know what, shoot, I could do the same thing. I could do the same thing. Amen, glory be to God, and I do. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, look, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes you need a personal trainer. Amen, I know, the Lord, look, I'm the kingdom coach. Amen, and guess what? While I'm coaching you, somebody coaching me. Huh? Exercise. Beloved, there's no easy way out. The Bible tells us this yoke is easy. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There is a burden in serving the Lord, but it's a light burden. Well, you know what I mean? We want all the goodies, but we don't want to put the time in. That's that mentality. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. God don't have no problem giving you. Amen. But you got to do something to get it. What's that? Faith. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, but he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Use your faith and exercise spiritually. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, we must be as committed to our spiritual development as those professional Greek athletes were to their physical development. We got to put it in. We got to put it in. So in my closing this morning, beloved, just as physical muscles are developed through exercise. Huh? It's painful, but after a while you see them exercise, you look in the mirror, you say, shoot, your clothes fitting right. Ha! Baby, it ain't nothing like some clothes fitting right. Oh, my God, Jesus. Woo! See? Physical muscles are developed only through exercise. There's no other way to develop physical muscles other than exercise, hard work, training, and commitment. It takes exercise, hard work, training, and commitment to become fit spiritually as well. This generation don't know nothing about that. Well, I said the sinner's prayer. I said the sinner's prayer. I thought that was all I had to do. I thought that was all. They said if I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, I thought that's all I had to do. What's all this other stuff? What's this stuff about sanctification? What's this about holiness? What's all this stuff? I think that's too much. Y'all just being fanatic. Woo! Lord have mercy. Beloved, this is why Paul urged Timothy to take his moment of hardship as an opportunity to stretch. Take your moment of hardship as an opportunity to develop. Take your hardship as an opportunity to exercise. Take your hardship as an opportunity to make yourself stronger. Because we only become stronger. What the devil mean for evil, God got a way of flipping that thing over for good. And we know that all things work together for good, for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purposes. Beloved, do you hear the Spirit of God speaking to you this morning? He is telling you to change the way you are looking at your current hardships. You can see, look at the glass half empty, or you can look at the glass half full. How are you looking at it? This is why when something happens, you notice they like to get 2, 3, 4 testimonies, because everybody going to come, well, I saw this. Well, I saw that, and I saw that. Everybody going to come and bring a piece of how they saw it, even with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay, they all write about Jesus. They all write from their point of perspective, but they all saying the same thing. Beloved, amen, how are you looking? What's your testimony? How are you looking at your hardships? You don't ever have to be depressed and defeated by the affairs of life. Somebody needs to write that down, and I'm finished. I'm ready. Write that down this morning. I'm going to remember that. Yeah, I know you're going to remember it because you'll write it down. Let me tell you something why you need to write stuff down, for the devil come to steal it. How many times have you heard something so powerful, okay? I mean, it really unctionized you the moment you heard it. And soon after that, amen, you couldn't even remember it. Well, what did they say? Yeah, they prophesied to me. They said this and that. Oh, what did they say? It was a good message the pastor preached on Sunday. Oh, okay. What was the subject? Wait a minute. My memory. No, the devil done stole it already. That's why you got to write stuff down, baby. He said write the vision, make it plain. He can't steal it once you reduce it to paper. Why do you think the Bible speaks all about writing? Because the devil come to steal it. He will, too. And we taught about that. Amen. We'll teach on it some more. Beloved, I want you to determine that you are going to use this time in your life, because we know life is short. Life is short. The Bible says our life is compared to vapor. I look at my teapot and I see the vapor going up. One second I see it, the next second it's gone. That's how our lifespan is. I don't care if you live to be 120 years old. It ain't but a second. We got to remember, 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord. Determine that you're going to use this time in your life to exercise your faith and become stronger in the Lord. By exercising spiritually, working it. What you doing? I'm working the word. God said, if I do this, he'll do that. God said, if I give, it'll be given back. Oh, my God. Woo! God said, hallelujah. If I serve, amen, I'll be honored. Glory be to God. God said, if I pray, it'll be answered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What are you doing? I'm working it, baby. I'm working it. Isn't it tiresome? Yeah, it's tiresome. Don't you hear me huffing and puffing? But I ain't going to stop. Glory be to God. I'm going to keep going. Why? Because I'm in it to win it. Amen. Just like those athletes got butt naked, amen, I'm getting butt naked. I'm stripping off all my whole filthy garments. I'm stripping off my whole filthy ways. Glory be to God. No longer conform to this world, but transformed by the renewing of my mind. Amen. I'm mortifying my flesh. I'm reckoning it dead. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm stripping it off. Hallelujah. Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us change the way we've been looking at the hardships and challenges in our lives. Yes, Father, it's true that we do not enjoy them. But since, Father God, we're in this time of our lives, help us to use our time to the maximum. By strengthening our faith and exercising ourselves spiritually, rather than be broken by this difficult season, we want to come out of it stronger than ever. Holy Spirit, please help us today to change the way we are looking at life. We want to make a firm commitment to exercise ourselves unto godliness. Until we are so strong spiritually that nothing in life can stop us from fulfilling the dreams that you have put in our hearts. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. In Jesus' name, go for it, beloved. Amen. And maximize your potential. And to God be praised. All right. Tomorrow we'll be making an announcement for our fellowship service. We're coming together, and we're going to have a nice fellowship service. All the ministry partners and our family and friends. Amen. We'll be giving you the date tomorrow, the place, and all that. Amen. And how we're going to roll it out. Amen. So we'll be making that announcement tomorrow. Amen. I'll just let you know it's going to be in December. It is going to be in December. That is our anniversary month for the ministry also. Amen. And so we thank God. Amen. All right. So today, amen, we'll be at the altar prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Lord's willing. Amen. Come. Amen. And prepare with your prayer request, prayer petition, and backing up. Amen. Our prayer intercessors. Amen. Thank God for these women. Amen. Who stand out front. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want to keep our prayer intercessors, those who serve, amen, as our hosts, as prayer intercessors. Pray for them. Pray for them. Amen. I know I do. Amen. Hallelujah. I call all of the ministry. Amen. But especially those who are out front, because you become a target. Amen, for the enemy. Amen, glory be to God. But we're not worried about what the enemy is targeting. The flip side of that is you also, amen, qualify for extreme blessings from the Lord, not just when you get to heaven, amen, but right here on earth, amen. So the blessings outweigh, amen, the challenges that the enemy try to bring. But nevertheless, we have an obligation to pray for them, all right? All right, Wednesday night and Thursday night is the prayer summit. The prayer summit is at 7:30 sharp. Wednesday night, we're praying for healing. Amen. And Thursday night, Pastor Housie are going to be with us. And our target is going to be family and finances. So Pastor Erica helped us out a whole lot. If you go to our website, all you have to do, matter of fact, she has the clock on. It's ticking down. She said, you know, another one day before the prayer summit. You can go right to our website and hit click, okay? For those of you, amen, that need the telephone number, we'll give you the telephone number tomorrow if you just want to call in, amen. And for those of you who know how to use Zoom, amen, go to Zoom and type in the meeting ID number, okay? And so it's really easy, beloved. And for those us old timers, we need to be stretched a little bit. We don't want to get lost in the sauce. Okay. Zoom is not going away. All right. We need to know how to get on a Zoom meeting. I mean, like, really, you know, grab your grandchildren. All right. Have them to help you. Okay. We need to know how to exercise a Zoom meeting. And to God be praised. All right, that's it for today. It's been my pleasure to serve you. Amen. Glory be to God. Looking forward to a very, very productive day on today. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the word. We say thank you for prayer. We say thank you, Father God, for helping us to exercise. Oh, Father God, amen. It's not necessarily easy, but God, help us to continue to put the time in to exercise so we might get those spiritual muscles, Father God. You say our eternal weight of glory, Father God. Hallelujah. It produces for us an eternal weight. Hallelujah. Because when we exercise, we become weighty. Oh, glory be to God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for helping us through the preach and the teach. The taught word. Thank you. All right, God, hallelujah. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father God. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We will not be afraid of the terror, the arrows by day and the terror by night. We will not be afraid because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. And we honor you and we bless you and we magnify you. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and present your falls, you feel the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Come on, saints, maximize your potential. Let us get in the gym and work together. Let us get into the gym and work. It's fun when you can get somebody else to work out with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings.
I knew that I would never be the same. For in that moment I became your servant. And since that day I only have one aim. My sole desire is to be you. Ah.